Capital Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The first full week of the 106th legislature has convened. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at NFA. It's been an exciting week. It started out with the Religious Liberty Proclamation signing with the governor.
Yeah, we were really honored to get to participate in a Religious Freedom Proclamation signing with Governor Ricketts, honoring and recognizing Religious Freedom Day here in Nebraska. It's our irreplaceable fundamental freedom, and so we were very thankful to be able to get to participate in that and highlight the importance of religious freedom.
Then on Wednesday, the governor gave the State of the State address, and he had really a lot of insight regarding what he wants the budget to include, from fiscal responsibility, tax reform, property tax relief. But what was of interest to us, Nate, is he stated that Nebraska is a pro-life state.
That's exactly right. There are so many things that the governor can talk about in his State of the State address, and Governor Ricketts chose to specifically highlight that Nebraska is a pro-life state. He emphasized the pro-life provision in the state budget, preventing Title X taxpayer dollars from funding abortion providers, and he also thanked Senator Joni Albright for introducing her bill, LB 209, to inform women about the abortion pill reversal, and he said that he looks forward to working with state senators to represent pro-life Nebraskans.
And I am so grateful because we are a pro-life state. In fact, we're looking forward to the March for Life on the north steps of the Capitol on January 26. In closing, I want to talk about Senator Geist's introduction of lottery reform.
Yeah, this is a bill that we're really excited about, LB 252, that combats the prevalent dishonesty in state-sponsored gambling advertising by requiring the state to clearly display what the odds are of winning the prize that's being advertised. So in other words, the state actually has to start telling citizens the truth about the gambling that they're promoting.
It harms the citizens of Nebraska. Thank you for listening today. Nebraska Family Alliance is grateful to be your voice at the state capitol for family, freedom, and life.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.